Some went down to the sea in ships, doing business on the great waters. They saw the deeds of the Lord, his wondrous works in the deep. For he commanded and raised the stormy wind, which lifted up the waves of the sea. They mounted up to heaven. They went down to the depths. Their courage melted away in their evil plight. They reeled and staggered like drunken men and were at their wits' end. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He made the storm be still, and the waves of the sea were hushed. Then they were glad that the waters were quiet, and he brought them to their desired haven. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of men. Let them extol him in the congregation of the people, and praise him in the assembly of the elders. Psalm 107, verses 23 through 32. There's a number of strange structural things going on around this psalm. Perhaps the most kind of annoyingly not relevant but important is that it's the beginning of the fifth mini-book within the Psalter. That is, it marks a clear break from what came before and what comes after, and that we know this, or at least we have this as tradition, from some of the notes that are written around the text itself. Editor's notes from those Masoretes, the Jewish monks in the 8th century that are the reason we have, well, this full complete text. And there's a major shift here. The fourth book really focused on the wrath of God against the people. And so some scholars believe that it was really compiled as a sort of commentary on their exile in Babylon. And that here at 107, we move from this emphasis on God's wrath to an emphasis on God saving those who turn to him. And book 5 follows that theme, which leads scholars to believe it's really about the time or the songs that were sung after their restoration, after they'd come back to the land. After having had been driven out by God's wrath, they are now brought back by God's mercy. But there's also this little overlap that takes place, kind of illustrating the same point, between Psalm 104, 105, 106, and then this 107. And it's they're a tetrad. They're a group of four that go together, and this is the completion of it. So that Psalm 104 is about the history of God's creation. Psalm 105 is about the history of the people of Israel in Egypt being brought out of Egypt and into the promised land. Psalm 106 is about having been brought into the promised land and falling away from God. And now Psalm 107 is about God's restoration of those who had fallen away, those who had been driven by wrath from the promised land, but now are being brought back to it. Verse 2 says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good and his steadfast love endures forever." Verse 3, "Because he's gathered in from the lands, from east and west, north and south, and he's brought us all back. The exile is over." And then it goes into a series of vignettes about the places that they were driven, the diaspora of the Jewish people. Some wandered in deserts. That's verse 4. Verse 10, "Some sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, prisoners in affliction and irons." Verse 17, "Some were fools in their sinful ways, in iniquity and affliction." Then our text, verse 23, "Some went down to the sea in ships, doing business on the great waters." And then from verse 33, right after our text, it goes on to extol how what they had seen as great evil has been inverted on its head, that the desert has become a pool of water, that there a city is established for those who are hungry, where they sow and they plant vineyards and there's fruitful yield and everything is multiplied greatly. And it closes with a warning that those who are evil will wander in trackless wastes, but those who are needy and afflicted he will herd together like a flock. And the wise man is the one who looks upon this history of Israel and sees in it God's mercy. gives attention to this and sees God's steadfast love, both from Psalm 104 through Psalm 107, both through the entire Old Testament leading up to the culmination in our Lord Jesus, and then in our little text itself, where those who were out on the waters found themselves catapulted about by a great and violent storm, being brought up high on the waves, being thrown down low, never knowing if the ship's going to capsize so that their courage melts away and they reel and stagger like drunken men and cry to the Lord, call out to their God. Which has an interesting twist. Because in today's daily New Testament reading that'll come up at the 8 o'clock hour, you get a couple of parables, but then you have a day when evening had come and Jesus gets on a boat with his disciples and a great windstorm arises so that the waves are breaking over the top of the boat and is filling up with water. And it seems he doesn't care. He's asleep. And again, you got this interesting little twist where the disciples in this boat, being brought up to heaven by the wave and down low, having their courage melt like fear, they call out. But not to God, well, or at least so it seems, because they call it to a man. Teacher, wake up. Don't you care that we're about to perish? And he says, peace, be still. This mere mortal says, peace, be still. And as Psalm 107 says, he made the storm be still and the waves of the sea were hushed. And they, the disciples, were glad when the waters were quiet. And he brought them to their desired haven. Let them thank the Lord. Is this just a mortal man? And the answer is no. Here he is fulfilling ancient words describing God alone. Who is this Jesus that even the wind and the sea obey him? Whoever is wise, let him attend to these things. Let him consider the steadfast love of the Lord.